This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Houston Hodges is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. He's a mostly retired Presbyterian minister who meant well when trying to recruit a little help for the worship service. He did lighten up, though, and not a moment too soon.
I recruited little Savannah for worship leadership this week. After all, the girl is already 5, and it's time for her to get off her duff and get to the service of God Almighty. She did fine. She and her mom, Nicole, have been coming to our early service for 3 or 4 weeks now. Savannah has been clinging pretty close to mom. When you're greeting the two of them, she grabs her mom and buries her face in that nice warm thigh. So that's what she did when I said, "I need to talk to you, Savannah." Face buried. "I need you to help us take the offering. Can you do that?" Violent head shake. I'd put on too much pressure. I backtracked. "Your mom can help you, and the two of you can do it together. Would that work?" A pause, and then she looked up into her mother's face, looking for a signal. Nicole was smiling and nodding that "we can do it" smile that mothers give. I was smiling and nodding, too. "Sure, Savannah. The two of you can do it together. Okay?" From Savannah, the slightest hint of a nod. "Good," I chortled. When the time came, they were both looking at me as if awaiting the summons to face the lions in the arena. Of course they did it well. Everyone helped them all the way. With Mom all the way across the room, Savannah was by herself, but everyone she came to reached eagerly for the plate, reached to hand it back to her, then pointed her to the next row, and I noticed they were all smiling, not only because the Lord loves a cheerful giver, but because of Savannah. She was grinning herself, ear to ear, just beaming at the fun. I know she won't remember this when she's 30 and elected a church officer, or when she's a minister serving communion for the very first time. Next time I tap her, it won't be just offering, it'll be greeting and handing out bulletins. And after that, she'll get to sing with the 4-person song team right up front. After that, she'll get to help me serve communion, holding the pottery chalice so people can dunk their piece of pita bread. Time after that, she'll get to help in a little skit to open the sermon. Savannah may not know how important this morning was. When she's the moderator of the General Assembly. I'm glad I started her on that pathway this week, because I want her not to remember when she couldn't take an important part in offering service to God.
Houston Hodges still tinkers at Big Cove Presbyterian Church in Hampton Cove. His remembrance about Savannah was written 8 years ago. She's 13 now, and she and her mother are still part of the congregation. Tune into the Writer's Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend and 6:44 during All Things Considered. You can also listen at WLRH.org. Just look under Programs. Or you can subscribe on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.